Welcome, guys, to the Full Armor of Game podcast, episode number 36, with the Czar of Dating and the Texting Prince. Two of the greats. Once again, I can't stress that enough. And I also can't stress the fact that Players University has officially opened. And if you guys haven't joined, you got to look in the mirror and ask yourself why you haven't joined the best community when it comes to game, when it comes to networking with men who can teach you about dating, the texting game, the dating app game, messaging game, whatever it is, guys. If you're going through a heartbreak, if you want to tighten up your game a little bit, if you want to go from barnacle to, I don't know anything that rhymes with barnacle. If you want to go from barnacle to alpha, we got you guys, okay? This great question came from the Players University, and you guys get first dibs if you want us to talk about specific topics. And I think this is a very controversial one, Adam. Someone asked, what is the difference between just paying a woman for sex and taking a woman out, grabbing a couple of drinks with you, appetizers, or taking her out to dinner, spending money on her, gaming her, and then bringing her back to your place and giving her that grade A, grass-fed, hot beef injection?
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death.
This is Sparta! Sparta!
Put on the whole armor of game.
This is where we fight! And these shield boys!
What's the difference? A lot of guys think it's the same fucking thing. And nothing irks me more than when guys say that, because that sets out a couple different signals for me when a guy says that to me. That basically lets me know that not only does he have no game, but he is paying women for the la gata, the el gato, the cat, the vajuju. And I want you guys to understand something. Tricking is not the same as gaming.
What would be your definition of tricking for
tricking is a pimp term. The pimps would use this term. So tricking is basically paying a woman for sex or for her time. You're either paying her for her time via gifts, money, or you're paying her for her vagina via gifts or money. Basically, she won't see you. She won't fuck with you. She won't spend time with you unless if you're giving up money in return. It's a transaction. It's a transaction. It's purely transactional. That's all it is.
I can see what he's saying. He's saying basically you're spending money either way, and what you're after is the sex. So I definitely understand his logic. One counter argument I'd make to that is that, like me personally, or guys that are good with game, if I go on a date with a girl, yeah, I might drop a little bit of money on the first date to make that connection. But me personally, it's not never going to be like more than $40 on a date, hopefully 20 or less. But either way, you could say, oh, well, you're paying to try to get the outcome versus somebody's paying, you know, $150 or $200 for a night with a woman. There are a lot of mindset things that, you know, reasons why I think dating a woman organically is a much better mindset to have. But even just in the money aspect of that, if I'm going on a date with a girl, I'm just planting the seed, and that investment will make me returns where I don't have to take her out and spend money on her more than one time. Like, I'll take her out on a great first date, get my hooks in, and then I expect that she's going to come over and we're going to watch Netflix. She's going to come over, we're going to play board games. We're going to do something at my place, something that doesn't cost money. So in reality, I'm paying a small, very small investment, and then I'm leaning on my game to where the returns become free, you could say, if you're just looking at the money aspect of tricking versus dating a woman.
And you made a great point. Me and Adam, we have the game, and I'm sure a lot of other guys out there have enough game where we can take a woman out on one date. One fucking date. We can game her, build enough sexual tension, enough attraction to the point where we can have her coming over for 6 months straight, a year straight, without spending another fucking dollar on her. You can't do that with the girl you're paying for sex, because every time you want to see her, you're going to have to pay her for the vajuju. You can't have her come over, build a connection, game her, get her to invest in you. And we teach you all these things in our seminar. We're booked in April, so the next seminar will be happening in May. So you guys want to sign up for it. There's limited amount of space because we go live. We do free live consultations, Q&As, after we're done teaching you guys the seminar. So we can only have a certain amount of people, or else we'd be up all night doing this. But we teach you exactly how to get women to do this for you, where they're actually investing money into you every time they come over. So who really is the trick?
Yeah, it's a good
point. Who really
is
the
trick? You can do it right. Yeah, you can spend a little money on the first date and then gain mm-hmm. that money back because she's bringing over wine. She's bringing
now, she's not your girlfriend. Yeah, I'm not saying like she's your girlfriend. No, but if you guys are basically keeping it casual and she knows you two are basically friends with benefits, unless if it builds into something else. But at the same time, you should have that type of game where a girl would come over every single night, not every single night, every single week at night to see you. You're not spending money on her.
Yeah.
You have a connection that you've built with her. You have sexual chemistry. That's the difference. When you're paying a random hoe to sleep with you, a stripper, OnlyFans chicks, whoever it is, number one, guys, how do you not feel like a fucking sleazeball doing that? There's nothing more degrading, I think, than a man paying for the El Gato, for the vagina. There's nothing more degrading, because as a man, we have a need to conquer women in a way where, I'm not saying in a negative way, I don't want you guys to take this negatively, where we game her, we seduced her, we attracted her, we built comfort. And then we slept with her. That's conquering a woman. That makes you feel good because you put that work in. That's game right there. If you pay a woman, yeah, you could bypass all that, but you feel like a sleazeball. You haven't really conquered her because 500 other dudes have done the same thing. It was fucking easy.
Yeah, and I do see, okay, I would say this argument of paying for a girl to go out with her or whatever versus paying for a girl just transactionally to sleep with her because that's what you want. I could see the merit in this argument if you take the mindset of most beta males, which what I mean by that is that most guys, most betas or simps are spending a lot of money. It's really cheap or really expensive for them to date around. It's really expensive for them to have a girlfriend. Because, you know, they're fronting everything. They're paying for all the bills. They're paying for all that stuff. But again, that's because the mainstream society, blue pill matrix, has conditioned men to be simps. So yeah, if you look at the average guy in a relationship, it's probably cheaper to just pay for it. If that's, you know, you're just looking to get your rocks off. I understand that kind of point of it, but the underlying mindset effect it has, I think, is the biggest, you know, detriment to any of this. And that mindset is you are paying a woman for sex, for her time, or for her attention. So, and if I'm with a girl and I'm paying for her time, attention, or sex, what am I doing subconsciously? I am submitting to her. I'm saying I am a lesser value than you. I have to pay just to be around you. I have to pay just to get a kiss from you. I have to pay just to be in your presence. That mindset is the thing that will kill you, because with any girl, if that's the mindset you have in any way, that's going to be seen as you're a simp, and then she's going to lose attraction for you and she won't ever kind of play by your program. So guys that are doing this thing, again, really think about what you're doing. Guy and a girl, you're saying, hey, I'm not good enough by myself. I have to pay you to get some time, attention, or some physical touch from you. And again, that is just creating the mindset of a simp.
And beta males are the biggest tricks known to man because they tend to lead with their wallet. And you can only trick if you got it. You can only trick if you have money. So these beta males, they give out boyfriend vibes. Automatically, they start giving away their resources freely. And we talk about how repulsive that is to women, because that goes back to evolution. That goes back biologically, the way women are hardwired and programmed. Any man that would give away his resources freely, she couldn't trust that man. That's repulsive. Because what's stopping him, if she were to get married to him or if she were to be with him, bear his children, what's stopping him from giving away those resources to the next beautiful woman when he's only supposed to save those resources via her and her children? Because she earned it through loyalty and consistency. So they look at guys like that as we look at women who give up their precious body. So women will look at simps and beta males that give away their resources freely the same way we look at hoes, 304s, promiscuous women that give it up very easily, their fleshy goodness. That's exactly how these women look at these men. Yeah, they'll take that money. They'll take those resources, but they'll never fucking respect you. That's another thing that comes with game. Women will respect you.
Yeah.
They'll never respect the man that pays for the sex. They'll never respect the man that pays for her time. It could be via gifts. It could be via his wallet, shopping sprees, vacations, cruises, cash-apping her money to get her nails done, and she's not even your girlfriend. She hasn't even earned it. Paying for her OnlyFans. So the list goes on. That's tricking to me. And I've never done that shit in my fucking life, and I never will. And I know a lot of other dating coaches have been exposed for doing shit like this on major podcasts. I'm not going to say their names, but they were caught being on sugar daddy websites and messing with OnlyFans girls and impregnating them as well. This happened recently. We made a podcast about this. And they preach about this shit, but they don't practice what they preach. That's what I have no respect for. Adam, I want to ask you, have you ever paid for it? Have you ever went out? Massage parlor?
No, I haven't at all. And my own kind of internal code is I won't pay for anything for any type of attention. So even I've gone to strip clubs sometimes with buddies, like we're in Vegas, and I'll just be there enjoying myself, just whatever. My buddies want to go there, and girls will come around, like, you know, asking, hey, do you want to buy a dance or whatever? I don't even want to do that. I feel like it's cheating. I'm like, to me, it's not fun. I'm like, I didn't earn this. Like, I want to see that look in her eye of like, I gamed her, she's into me and all that. Not that rehearsed look that her and waitresses and bartenders all have, putting on a smile and making you feel like they care about you just to try to get your money. I don't like that feeling at all. So I have a very strict rule, internal codes, like I'm not going to spend anything. I've had girls that, like strippers, that will come sit on my lap for a while. And she's like, oh, come on, you can buy one. I'm just like, no, really. Like, I'm not trying to be mean. Like, you don't have to waste your time. Like, I'm not going to buy a dance from you. And the girl's like, oh, fine. And like later that girl might come and just sit on my lap. She knows she's not getting any of my money, but sometimes she'll come and just sit and chat with me, because now she actually feels safe. She's like, I don't have to worry about this guy. He's not handsy. He's not trying anything. He's just cool, relaxed. But that's just, yeah, that's my own code. I just don't. I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like it's, I want the competitiveness of the game.
It happened to me once after my breakup, and it was hard to get over it. It wasn't even my idea. It was my best friend's ideas. So it was both of their ideas, and they wanted me to go with them. And I said, fuck it, let me go. Let me see what it's about. And they ended up paying for it. But after, I felt so gross. I felt less of a man, where I told myself I would never do some shit like this ever again. It was at a desperate time. I wanted to forget about her. I needed to release the poison, release the Kraken. And I'm still trying to game this woman, right? I'm still trying to talk to her. I didn't even want to go through this. It was so awkward. It was my first time. It was weird. It was at a massage parlor. And as I'm talking to her, I was like, "Are you married?" She said, "Yeah, I'm married." And I asked her, "Does your husband know what you do?" She's like, "No, he has no idea." So they basically lied about what they do. And I'm like, damn, like, could you imagine being this woman's fucking husband, not knowing that she's sucking dick every night for money, multiple dicks, and also sleeping with these men? Could you how do you get away with that? How the
He's
fuck do
proud.
you
He's
get
proud
away
of
with
his
that?
strong, independent wife. You go,
Yeah, how do
girl.
you get
Start your
away
own
with that?
business.
But I felt so sleazy after because I knew I was like, this isn't me. I would never do it again. I promised myself. I said, never fucking again would I put myself in that situation. Ever.
Do I want to play devil's advocate for the fun of it, and I'll play the other side here. What about in scenarios like this, are would you see a problem with it of older guys, maybe they just got out of a divorce, you know, mid-50s, mid-60s, and they're just like, dude, I don't want to learn all the rules of the game and try to match with girls on dating apps, or I can't meet any, you know, locals my age. You know, I can understand their concerns, and they're just like, I'm tired, I got money, I don't want to go through the work or the hassle. Do you see a problem with that?
I do 100%. Now, if you're overseas or you're in, let's say, Cuba, you're in Puerto Rico, you're in Costa Rica, some Latin country, right? Who gives a fuck? Now, if you're paying these women like $40, $50, like I understand, okay? You're in another country, you don't know anyone, you'd rather pay this woman, you know what service she provides. Hopefully, you're safe, she's safe. That's it. Boom,
Well,
done.
but okay, but even with that though, $40 to you or I, to a billionaire or multimillionaire, $40 to them is the price of whatever they're going to pay in America. And to them, it's like, that's nothing. It's a dime to me.
Yeah,
Like,
no, but what
so
I'm
the
saying that,
value, to me, the value of the money wouldn't matter because it's either the principal is you're paying for it or not. So it's like, what about in those scenarios though, where there's guys, they have all the money and they just don't want to, like, I mean, I can understand that totally. I actually, maybe I'm not playing devil's advocate. I'm actually
at least
arguing
that
for it.
scenario, like if you're in Dominican Republic, because I've had friends and their fathers that have actually spent money on these women, like I get it. Okay, you're in another country, you want to have fun. I understand that. But like all these men that are in the States or whatever country you're living in, there's no excuse. There's no fucking excuse to be paying women to sleep with them. Absolutely none. And it shows that you're lazy. You're fucking lazy. How do you not want to learn the game? You could cheat on an exam throughout the entire semester, even the entire year. You can cheat on all your fucking exams. And I knew several girls that would do this, who were all in my classes, they weren't smart at all. They didn't fucking study whatsoever, but they always had copies of the exams because they had the master key. They had the master key to the doors for the professors. So they would go in there. One of them would be a lookout. The other would go in there, steal the exams, make copies of it. So they knew every single question that was going to be on the exams until one day they got fucking tested. They got tested. One of these professors caught on to her and her friend. It was an organic chemistry professor. She changed the exam last minute. She gave them a different exam, and they didn't know what the answers were. They went from getting straight A's, hundreds on all the exams, 90s, right, to failing the exam. They couldn't even get one answer correct. What I'm trying to tell you guys is you can cheat your entire life. But there's going to come a time where you will be exposed for being a phony and people will test you.
Which I totally understand, but in this scenario, the guy listening to this going, yeah, I'm older, I'm done, I don't care about gaming, I don't care about a relationship, I don't care, I just care about having sex with a woman. And his, it's not like there he has to go one day and all of a sudden they're changing up the rules. It's gonna be the same. You pay cash, you get what you want. So in that scenario, right, like I don't I guess I'm fine with I'm to, I guess my actually big problem with gaming versus tricking is younger guys. I think that any younger guys, that's just creating such a bad mentality. So like you said, they're not battle tested. So now when they do meet a girl and they want something, they have no idea how to do it. I guess I actually would be on board for older guys that are like, dude, I don't care about learning the game anymore. I'm not looking for a wife. I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I just want to get it off every once in a while with a different girl, a different variety. And I don't want to deal with the shenanigans. I'm actually cool with that. I guess that makes sense.
But then here's the other issue with that. Doesn't matter if you're young or old. So what ends up happening, and I've talked to men like this, is they keep seeking that short-term gratification. They keep chasing that high that they'll never fucking get. It's not long-lasting.
But what if they're not looking for the high of a girl being madly attracted to them? They're just looking for the high of
but a lot of guys
getting their rocks off.
But the truth is, a lot of these guys will pay these women because they're chasing for that emotional connection. They're chasing for that compatibility. They're chasing for that bond. They might
I know certain guys are just like, dude, I just want to get it in every once in a while and I don't care about relationships. I got a dog. I got my own place. I'm cool with that. So like, if it's just the physical need, then I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
I've rarely seen that happen because once again, they won't admit it. You're still chasing something. You want something that you can't get yourself. So you'd rather pay for it. But once again, once you pay for it and it's gone, you keep doing it over and over again. It's similar to taking a fucking hit of crack. You're constantly going to be chasing that high that you will never fucking get. That's why always triumph in the long run. It's longer lasting.
Couldn't you say kind of the same thing though? If like you go to a fancy restaurant and you're chasing a really good meal that the chef prepares that you can't cook yourself. And so it's like, I'm going there and I'm buying this meal and I really like it. And I'm getting hooked and I have to keep coming back because I can't cook it myself. But they're just like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And I'm cool with that exchange.
Yeah, but you know what? You're getting something out of it. You're still getting something out of it. You're enjoying your own time. You're going there because you enjoy spending time there. You enjoy the meal. You enjoy the atmosphere. You might bring a date there with you, but you guys are both eating. You're not just spending money on her. You're eating. You're having a good time. And how do you not enjoy the presence of a beautiful woman next to you?
Well, they would say I am.
That's pleasurable.
They're paying for that exact experience. But in their minds, they're going, well, yeah, I'm paying for all the pleasantness of women and them doing what I want without having to learn the game and go through all the annoying chaos and the little drama that you have to go through. They're just like, I'm getting what I want. I'm getting a beautiful woman to sleep with me and I'm paying the cash and I'm cool with it. So, I mean, I guess I don't know if it's authentic.
You see, Adam, but it isn't authentic. When you go out with a girl and you game her and you know she's attracted to you, that is authentic. You earn that. It makes you feel like a fucking man at the end of the night when you've conquered her. And she's cuddling with you and she's adoring you. She has those pupils that are dilated. You're making her wet from not even touching her yet. Like, to me, that's the fucking game right there. And the value that they can give you. So when they wake up the next morning, they're making your bed. They're making you coffee. They'll even give you a massage. What hoe do you know is going to do that for you that you paid money to sleep with? Do you think she's going to make your bed without expecting...
if you're paying your nanny and you sleep with her on the side.
Okay. Unless you pay her more money, sure, I'll do your bed, but you have to pay me an extra $20. See, that's the difference. That is the fucking difference. And a lot of these guys that pay for the El Gato, the cat, many of them are married in sexless marriages. And whose fault is that they didn't learn the game? Whose fault is that?
So actually, that's a good scenario, though, I would bring up, too, because, and again, just like you and I, Zara, we just happen to learn the game younger than other people. But imagine you got married and were in a sexless relationship, and then you started to learn game, and it's too late because you're in marriage now, and you know that the wife can take you to divorce court and completely, you know, ruin your empire that you've created all these years. So I've heard a lot of stories of that, like guys where they're like, hey, I'm happily married, or at least we have a good relationship. Basically, we're friends, me and my wife, and we're doing it for the kids. And they're like, the thing that saved my marriage was going out and paying for it on the side because I still needed my sexual release. I love my wife, but we are not right. And we could say it's his fault for not learning the game earlier, but we know how it is. We just happened to, you know, dig in earlier than other guys. So in those scenarios, those guys are going, if I try to learn game and game another woman. Now it's like, even if he got caught, that's even worse for the wife. She's going like, you're trying to game a woman and learn, or, you know, create some attraction on the side, a little romance, versus she finds out it's like, hey, honey, you know, I got needs and we're not sleeping together anymore. I went and got the business taken care of, but I'm still here for the fam. Like, even that scenario. So like those scenarios, what about that? What do you think about that?
I'd like to argue that. Let me tell you something, man. Okay. If your woman finds out that you paid for sex behind her back, I will argue that she'll lose respect for you quicker than her finding out that you can attract other women and you slept with them because of your game and who you are as a man.
You're right. I don't
think
you're right.
I don't think the second they find out that, wow, you really had to pay for it, they will lose all attraction for you and respect, because once again, it's biological. You can't attract women. Like, you have to give away your resources you were only supposed to save for me. But if you sleep with that random girl that you gamed and you didn't spend money on her, you didn't buy her a fancy gift, you didn't take her out on a cruise, you didn't cash app her money, at least she'll still respect you. Okay, that trust might be broken, but at least she'll still have respect for you. But if you guys talk to your woman and tell her, hey, listen, you know, I'm not getting my needs met, and I'm going to have to end it if this continues, you know, you just be a man about it. I'm not scared of getting married. I'm not scared of a woman taking everything I have. Let her take it. I don't give a fuck, because my peace, my sanity costs so much more than anything she can take from me. And I'll be happy to move on and meet another woman or meet several other women. But a lot of guys don't have that mentality. They're so fucking scared. But my point is this: why would you get married or in a relationship if you don't know the game, if you haven't learned the game?
Well, it's just because most people do. No, most people don't learn, because it's not mainstream, right? We're in the corner. It's the blue pill world runs the show.
And so it's not for everyone.
Guys don't know until they have to dig in. Yeah. And it's like,
and some guys will never learn, Adam. Some guys will never learn because they're too lazy, they're too stubborn, or they don't take accountability. It's the woman's fault. And we took accountability, and that's what makes us different. We learn the fucking game. And we want to learn the game because we don't want these things happening to us. We don't want to come home one night for the entire week, 7 nights out of the week, where our girl doesn't want to sleep with us. That's not a good feeling to be in. That's when you know you have a problem.
Yeah, that's true. And again, I'm on board with, I don't think guys should pay for stuff, but I do understand certain exceptions, and I'm trying to just poke holes in any of the arguments.
Do you know how many STDs these women probably have? Majority of STDs that men get, it's from paying women and sleeping with them.
Yeah, I guess you got to be careful in a lot of
ways. You have to be careful, yeah, but some of these guys don't care. And now you're risking the woman back at home, you giving her these STDs. So you guys have to be careful. If you're not happy in your relationship, either you have to change yourself, amp up the masculinity, start doing what you were doing in the beginning of the relationship, work out more, start saying no, set boundaries, be a man that has balls, stop getting walked all over, stop trying to save her and being Captain Save-A-Ho, stop doing all these favors for her, stop trying to fix her. You have to be a man of principle that she can adore, and that will never happen to you. If you remain masculine, you work out, you're not a fat fuck, you are a man of purpose, you do masculine shit.
Yeah, and I guess to link it, again, I'm back on your side. I'm done playing devil's advocate. is when we always talk about men being the prize, I'm the prize type mindset. Well, there is that certain self-confidence that does come from being in the game, the hunt, and then getting a girl to be attracted to you. And then all of a sudden she just can't keep her hands off of you. That when you guys go, hey, I have a hard time, you know, being the prize type mindset. Well, stuff like that is how you get natural confidence. And that's the stuff that can't be faked. So, if you're able to do stuff like that, organically attract women, without paying for it, you get this natural confidence. And it's kind of relatable to like, all right, well, does it feel better if you go out to a restaurant and you pay a random chef to make you eggs and you get your eggs. Yeah, okay, that's convenient, nice. But how much better does it feel when you just walk out of the shower and the girl you were with decided to make you breakfast because she wants to cook for you, she wants to nourish you, a homemade nice meal of eggs, and then she brings it to you and serves it to you? Like, there's a different level of confidence you get from paying the random chef versus that girl just did that out of her own, you know, want or desire to please you. You could say the same thing about a barista making you a coffee you pay for versus the girl waking up and making sure you got a cup of coffee before you start your day. So those are the type of stuff that when you get that natural thing, that's where you start to develop, yeah, I am the prize. Like, look at this. Like, that's where you develop that inner confidence versus, yeah, when you pay for it, it's really just sending the wrong message to your subconscious mind.
That's going, a great point, Adam, is your confidence. It's a great point you made. You gain no confidence from paying a woman. I know that night when they paid for me to sleep with her, I didn't have any confidence in me right after. I felt less of a man. And I know some guys can get hooked on that feeling because they want to keep chasing that high. They would rather pay for it. But me, I just became a savage after. I told myself I'd never let a girl affect me to the point where I would pay another woman and sleep with her.
I'm completely on board with you. But I do know even, there's arguments people can make against this. And I do understand certain exceptions to the rule. And the game's gotten so hard for a lot of guys. I understand that. But again, that's where we always say that's the opportunity. The game's harder for guys. Mm-hmm. Guys are checking out. You step in, learn some stuff, and then you start to see it work. And then that natural confidence really builds.
But it's not that hard. When I post videos about passing a woman's test or the do's and don'ts when you're out on a date, what you shouldn't talk about, what you shouldn't discuss. And you'll have guys that comment the same bullshit. Oh, too much work. I'd rather be single. I'm like, huh? I'm like, this is too much work for you? Like, how hard is it to write some things down, make notes, and remember what the fuck we're teaching you? Like, how dumb are you? You know, how did you pass school? How did you pass college if you went to college? Have you ever read a fucking book before? What is your attention span like? It's not that difficult if you put it into
Zar,
practice.
I agree with you because we're in our brains. We think game and all that stuff. But think about the guys hearing our video, but then they scroll and they see the next reel and they see the next reel and they're getting so much conflicting advice. I think that's where it's hard is because they're not just given the actual right path. They're given a bunch of wrong paths everywhere else they look. So it's that discernment of being able to learn, okay, I tried this thing Zar said and it worked. And now you're going, okay, the next thing Zar says, I can try that and that works. But once they try something Zar said and they go, oh, this other dating coach said something else and it's conflicting, and now they're bouncing back and forth, then all the variables are mixed in and then they have no plan. They just get confused. And so I definitely understand the overwhelm of information can be.
So you have to look in the mirror and you have to ask yourself, what type of personality do I have? Could I get away with using this technique or should I do it that way? So you have to write down the type of personality do you have. Are you more of that nice guy with an edge? Are you more of the smooth, cold-hearted, calculated guy who's the bold, cocky, and funny alpha? Are you more of the smooth, laid-back, stealth bomber? They don't see it coming type guy. So are you more of the philosopher, the intellectual? So you have to pick and choose what guy you are, what personality you are.
Yeah, build off your strengths. But if you're sitting there going, yeah, I really relate to the beta barnacle. That's my personality. Well, we're telling you that's not going to be one for success. So you got to look for like that alpha or sigma energy and then mold your game towards that. But the beta barnacle, that might feel comfortable, but that's not going to get you anywhere with women.
And paying for sex is beta barnacle activities. To me, that's B&B activities. And I know someone that's close to me. I'm not going to say who it is. And it's a shame. They're very successful. They just bought a $1 million house in New York, married a lawyer. And they have children, but he still pays random prostitutes. He still pays women to sleep with them because his wife won't sleep with them back at home. But he's been doing this before he even got married. So what did I tell you guys? You never wanted to learn the game. You chose to keep paying for the El Gato, for the vagina, and this is the result you get, bro. You keep chasing that high because it's much easier. But just because you have money doesn't mean you are a player. So the guys that say all you need is just money, no, you fucking don't. Because the biggest tricks are men that have money. They lead with their wallet. Money doesn't fix beta. If you were a goofball before you had money, the second you get money, you're an even bigger fucking goofball. These women just look at you like
It's a band-aid over the goofball beta barnacle image. It's like it might patch up your owie for one or two dates, and then eventually she's going to see that wound because it won't go away.
It's like that game back in the day where you would shoot ducks. Forget what that console
Duck
was.
Hunt?
Yeah, it was like Duck Hunt. Or, you know, you would shoot the geese up in the air.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are. Women are just shooting you. You're a fucking target. They know the guys that have money, the weak men, they take advantage of you. They're like vampires. They know who you guys are, the way you carry yourself, how weak you are. But like I said, we never needed money to get women. We never needed money to get women. And we still don't. So it makes no fucking difference. That's the difference that the game can give you guys and teach you. Where women are begging for you to sleep over their houses. They're making you breakfast, lunch, dinner. They're giving you massages. And you don't even have a fucking car to sleep in. But that's what game can provide you. A woman that will give you money, give you value, and you don't have to spend a fucking dollar on her. And they'll still sleep with you.
Yeah, it's good. Good wrap up. And yeah, my stance, just in case, because I bounce back and forth, is I completely agree with Czar. I understand certain exceptions to this dynamic, but if you're paying for it, you're creating bad habits for your subconscious mind that can and will bleed out in the future. So I guess I'm only on board with it if a guy is completely set, he's older and he's set on, I don't care about any relationship, I don't care about any attraction, I just want to get my nuts off, then I guess I understand. I see that point. But for everything else, I completely agree. It's just
because
it's just
I know it's a human need to build connections with people. That's a human need. You can't build a connection with the woman you're paying to sleep with. So these guys that want the easy way out, whether you're older, divorced, you're retired, you have money, you want to splurge on, you're still chasing that connection you want with a woman, and it's tearing you apart. You're projecting. So instead of paying women $100 constantly to sleep with them, I don't know what the price is now, but if I were to sleep with a woman, I know I'm going to at least pay her more than $100 because I don't want her sleeping with 50 guys in one day. You know, imagine sleeping with a woman who's $20, $40. I don't know. Like if I were to do that, I'd at least make sure that she has like a good price on her. Okay. But wouldn't you guys rather invest in our courses or our seminar or the Players University? Doesn't that make more sense? And learning the game gradually and then telling us, holy shit, this worked. I can do this. Like, I can fucking do this. I can't believe it. You're still going to spend more money sleeping with the woman over and over again, whether it's every week or every month, than you are investing in what we have to offer you. You know, I'll end on that, but make sure you guys join the Players University. April 24th, we have our first Q&A, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time, where you guys get to ask us any questions you have. We will answer it. We'll do this once a month for everyone in the Players University. You can message us whenever you want personally, or if you want to post something in the community chat, you guys are more than welcome to. We encourage it. If you have screenshots, questions that you want us to answer, where you fucked up, what you should have said, we got you guys. It's the only way you will learn is through your mistakes. And we have some amazing players in there. Shout out Jay. Shout out Rich, the boss player. These guys are learning very quickly in the game. So you technically have four really good dating coaches because of these guys that learn.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot more as they come through. We might even have some that are just kind of lurkers. I call them lurkers. What I do sometimes when I join programs, I read all the posts, I interact with all the content, but I just kind of hide in the shadows. We might have some lurkers with some real game that will come out of the...
Because I like to see the advice that others give them.
Yeah.
Just to see, like, what level are they on? Okay. and then we give you our input. But we got you guys. We want you guys to join the Players University. We already have over 60 members. It's growing. We just opened it up.
When this podcast comes out, the live Q&A will be tomorrow, Wednesday, April 24th, 7 p.m. PST. Zara and I will be on with any of the other members that want to get in. It's all in the app. It's a live video room. We'll get in there. We'll get it recorded too, so anyone in the Players University can rewatch if you weren't able to make it on the live call. And members that are hearing this, start thinking of some questions you got for us, because we'll be talking to you guys soon live.
Yes, and anyone that has been paying for the Vajuju, her fleshy goodness, her holies of most holy, her holy of most holies, it's never too late to stop. Stop doing that. Learn the game. It becomes an addiction. Whichever side you feed more, you become addicted to. Feed the side where we teach you guys game. Stop giving away your resources freely to women. We have to stop this simp culture and this beta barnacle culture that we have going on. It's a disease. It's a parasite. Once it invades its host, that's it. You're fucked. You guys are fucked. Once it invades your fucking brain, it begins taking over like a symbiotic relationship. You can't escape it, guys. Don't get to that point of no return.
And if you're addicted to paying for women's OnlyFans, you just have that addiction. You want to see that, you know, that OnlyFans charge. Just consider Players University. Zara and my OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I will warn you, I am not going to post any pictures of my booty hole or my feet, but you can get a lot of great content. I don't know if Zara has plans of, you know, sending any dick pics or anything to you guys, but that's not my style.
I usually charge $300, guys. So if you want one, join the Players University.
Oh, no, an upsell to the Players University after yes. They join. Hey, you want to pay $300 to see Zara's
wiener?
I was trying to think of the right word to say. The weenie. Like, we're already on.
No unsolicited D pics. Okay. And please, for the love of God, do not send women unsolicited D pics either. I don't care if they ask you for it. Do not fucking do it, guys.
Don't send them your schlong, your gonzo.
Keep it to yourself, okay? And the first rule of the Players community, the Players University, is you talk about the Players University. Let everyone know. Spread the word, okay? Spread the fucking word, guys. We want more of you learning game and getting beautiful women. You'll never see us on a sugar daddy website. No one could ever expose us for being on an OnlyFans. So I don't care.
Whoa, what's this? Zara of dating on OnlyFans popped up. He's offering booty hole pics. $3.99 a month, Zara. Come on. Raise your prices.
I can explain.
You value your body.
I can explain. You guys will never hear that fucking bullshit from us.
All right. See you guys inside the Players University.
Thank you, guys. Take care. We'll see you in there, okay? Fucking join, motherfuckers.
Take care. Bye.